This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Generally speaking, it was a mild and dry winter season for the United States, and it has left many areas of the country with dryness as the beginning of the planting season approaches. We will hear more from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
Stay informed with the closing market report from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Your essential summary of the day's market activities and their impact on the agricultural economy. Join us for timely updates and expert commentary on commodity prices and market trends with trusted ag market analysts from around the Midwest. Tune in every Monday through Friday on your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate for your daily market recap and insights to stay ahead in the ag economy.
It was a mild and dry winter season for the United States, and it has left many areas of the country with dryness as the beginning of the planting season approaches. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey details the lack of precipitation this winter season and provides more specifics from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Less than 5 inches of precipitation on average fell across the lower 48 states during that three-month period. Turns out to be the fifth driest winter on record, with numbers going all the way back to the 1890s.
The last time the United States experienced a drier winter season was the winter of 1980-1981. Rippey says that the dry winter we've experienced this season has led to an expansion of drought coverage, including for many of the ag production areas of the United States.
Temperatures across the lower 48 states averaging a little over 37 degrees Fahrenheit. That is nearly 5 degrees above average.
Rippey says the mild temperatures resulted in the second warmest winter on record. He adds that many key growing areas of the country are in need of moisture as the planting season draws near. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those 5 daily stories to your inbox each day. Also on our website, you can find the podcast episodes of our daily radio show, Iowa Ag Matters. That's all found under the podcast tab, and you can find it at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.